Should the labor theory of value set wages across the economy? One thing that's important to keep in mind is that the expansion of production requires capital. However, Marx was aware of the replacement rate, but the relative amount of profit is also important and needs to be set by the market in order for anyone to know what needs to be produced and how much to produce it, and whether to pull people in from one industry into another in order to be able to expand production in that other industry. The relative amount of profit, which is in excess of just a simple replacement rate, or is less than a simple replacement rate, if that industry should or that firm should contract, that's just as important as just having a replacement rate at all. And if profit is appropriated by the state and wages are set by the state and prices are set, well, even if prices are not individually all set, even if only the capital goods have their prices set by the market, the other prices, the consumer goods prices, the retail prices, will reflect all of those decisions that were made by the state. And also, profit is not only due to capital and to land, but also to the entrepreneurship, the human capital that goes into creating things. There is actually plenty of evidence that this was something that Soviet planners had to discover when they attempted to plan prices and to plan investment and to have control over the wages and everything set by the labor theory of value. They found that even when they gathered all the data that they possibly could from the center, and they were drowning in oceans of data, their data was still not good enough. It wasn't of the right kind. It couldn't tell them whether to expand or contract certain industries, whether to make something at all. If planners use the labor theory of value to set wages and prices, they won't reflect supply and demand, and the planners will be left groping in the dark.